Good afternoon. Rain continues to move through the greater Capital District and across the rest of interior New York and New England. Mostly steady, light rain, although some heavier bursts are possible from time to time as a wave of low pressure passes by and is enhanced by energy at jet stream level. The rain will become a bit more intermittent later in the afternoon, but still plenty of showers around through the second half of the day with the clouds and showers. Temperatures will hold in the upper 50s and lower 60s across the region. Showers will tend to wind down overnight after a front passes through, and this will leave us with drier weather towards sunrise tomorrow. Areas of fog will develop late at night, and temperatures will drop back into the 50s. High pressure building in behind the system will bring us a nice stretch of weather starting tomorrow and through the rest of the work week. With a mix of sun and clouds, it'll be breezy and warm with low humidity tomorrow in the middle and upper 70s, and more comfortable sunshine on Thursday with highs in the mid-70s again. It'll start to warm up on Friday, and the humidity will build just a touch as high temperatures reach into the lower 80s. At this point, we'll track another system heading in our direction for the holiday weekend. It looks like Saturday will start off dry, but there is the risk of a few scattered showers and thunderstorms as a warm front approaches from the south and the humidity increases. Temperatures will reach into the middle 80s. Scattered showers and storms will be most likely as this front passes through the region on Sunday, still around 80 degrees. Then the chance of a leftover shower or thunderstorm on Memorial Day itself for Monday, with highs back into the 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, showers and thunderstorms will continue to develop across much of the Deep South to the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic as a large area of moisture interacts with multiple impulses of upper-level energy. Much of the activity should be fairly scattered in nature, with the exception of portions of the Ohio Valley and the Mid-Atlantic, where moderate to locally heavy rain and possibly some strong to severe thunderstorms are expected near the surface low pressure center as it hooks up with a warm front lifting through the region. The Storm Prediction Center then has highlighted much of this area in a marginal to slight risk for severe weather. And the National Hurricane Center is monitoring a broad surface low pressure area that's formed over the northwestern Caribbean Sea, a couple hundred miles east of the coast of Belize. This low and an upper level trough are producing widespread clouds and showers extending from the northwest Caribbean Sea across Cuba and the Florida Peninsula. While environmental conditions are expected to be unfavorable for development during the next couple of days, some gradual subtropical or tropical development is possible later this week while the system moves slowly northward into the central or eastern Gulf of Mexico. Regardless of development, locally heavy rain is possible across western Cuba and much of Florida during the next several days. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City cloudy with showers, lower 60s, Boston increasing clouds with a late day shower possible in the upper 60s, and in Buffalo, mostly cloudy skies with scattered showers and possibly a thunderstorm and highs in the mid 60s. The average high temperature at Albany today, 71 degrees, the average low, 49, the record high, 97, set in 1911, and the record low, 33, in 2002. Sunrise this morning was at 5:26 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:18 p.m. 14 hours and 52 minutes of daylight, an increase of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy with showers likely today and highs in the lower to mid-60s. More showers tonight. Also, areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the Connecticut Valley and Mid and Lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today and highs in the mid to upper 60s. Showers tonight, possibly a thunderstorm as well, with areas of fog, lows in the mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 60s. Showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the lower 50s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today, highs in the lower 60s. Showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm, also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Cloudy with showers and possibly a thunderstorm today with highs in the lower to mid-60s. Showers tonight, perhaps a thunderstorm. Also areas of fog with lows in the mid-50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, breezy, warm with low humidity under a mix of sun and clouds, mid to upper 70s. Mostly sunny, mid-70s Thursday. A mix of sun and clouds on Friday, lower 80s. Mostly cloudy, scattered showers or thunderstorms possible Saturday late in the day. Increased humidity in the mid-80s. More scattered showers and storms Sunday and Monday. Highs on Sunday around 80 degrees and back into the mid-70s on Memorial Day. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.